This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1642. Would you apply for a job on TikTok?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we review an article about a new trend where people are submitting video resumes on TikTok. What does this mean for the future of business and job applications? Get our take on this topic today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing excellent. Are we talking about TikTok today or job
seekers? We are, and we're on TikTok.
Oh, we are on TikTok. That's right. Oh my gosh. Guys, go to TikTok and search for All Ears English. You guys do some interesting videos over there.
Yes.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah. We have fun. I mean, so recently I came upon a very interesting article that kind of blew my mind. Lindsay, have you heard about people applying for jobs in very non-traditional ways recently? Like, I don't know. I'm actually curious, not just about what I'm about to share. Have you heard of anything else?
No, I haven't heard about anything. I haven't read much at all about job seeking. I heard a lot of people are quitting their jobs right now in the U.S.
Yeah.
But we did have a strong jobs report for July. So I think they're getting other jobs. They are working somewhere. It's just that they're changed. Maybe they don't want to go into the office anymore, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so I read an article about TikTok resumes. This is on the New York Times. So we're going to talk more about this today. I'm excited to get your thoughts on this, Lindsay. But guys, before we get into it, we want to remind you that we have a contest going on.
Oh my gosh. It is so good to win a contest. And you guys all at this point have a chance to win. Michelle, what is this contest all about?
Guys, this is about sharing All Ears English, right? Sharing the show with your friends.
I know. It's so cool. If you have friends, maybe they're podcast listeners, maybe they're not, there's a way that you could share our show. And the top sharer, whoever shares the show the most, is going to win the top prize. What's the top prize, Michelle?
Well, you will have 15 minutes on Skype with a podcaster of your choice. So it can be me, Lindsay, Jessica, or Aubrey. You get to choose. 15 minutes. We'll have a chat. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you feel like you share a connection with one of us. You have something in common. You have a question you want to ask one of us. We're all very different people. So if you are the winner, if you share this link the most times, you'll get to choose. And the second prize is a month of free transcripts. Also very cool, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. The transcripts are great. Who doesn't like to get free things?
I know. But the thing is, though, this contest is already running out. So it's going to be ending at the end of September. We're going to see who shared the most. So, guys, today's the 13th. So you got to get started, right? You got to catch up because other people have already been sharing.
Go,
Michelle, where should they go to sign up and create an account?
All right. Go to allearsenglish.com/sharecontest. SHARECONTEST.
Awesome. So go there, guys. And we hope to talk with one of you very soon. Okay, Michelle. So I want to go back to this because, applying for a job on TikTok, explain what you read.
Oh, my gosh. So this was an article in the New York Times, July 19th, 2021, by Taylor Lorenz. Huh. It's called Job Hunters. Have you posted your resume on TikTok? Feeling limited by LinkedIn, some Gen Zers are now applying for jobs using TikTok resume.
Oh, my gosh.
So employers are paying attention.
Whoa, what would that look like, a TikTok resume?
Well, so job seekers are starting to make like video applications to find jobs. So there was this one girl that they spoke about, McKenna Yee, and she was successful in finding like leads for jobs through this. So she like made, you know, create a video. And so TikTok is actually starting TikTok resumes where people can put up video resumes.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It's like, I think that, you know, the article mentioned that on video, I mean, like, I don't know, there are good things about this, right? Like the article mentioned how some people, like for Chipotle, like they might have to show their skills, like their cooking skills, you know, you could show who you are, because a resume is black and white on a piece of paper. Like, it's not that exciting.
Yeah, that's interesting. It makes me think about the medium, right, of TikTok. Yeah, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe TikTok will make a turn into the professional world. I doubt it. But, you know, like just in the same way that YouTube started as a dating site. Did you know that? That YouTube actually? Yeah. Did you know that? It originally was supposed to be like a dating site where people are going to upload videos and find date. I don't know that. Look it up. It's true. But then, of course, people started uploading cat videos and then they went viral and it became YouTube. But I feel like a lot of these sites, they start for one thing and they end up in a whole other place serving a different group. Mm. But that's fascinating. So people are making video resumes. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of that, Lindsay? Like, do you think this is just a craze, or you think this is the future?
I kind of, actually, now that I'm thinking, at first I kind of bulked, right? I love that word bulk, which means kind of like, ooh, you curl back and you say no. But now that I'm thinking about it more, what comes to mind is the phrase walk the talk. So if you're a good chef, or if you are, especially for influencers or people that are going to need to be representing a company, be the face of a company, or if you need to prove you have a specific skill, walk the talk. Show me that you have that skill. Don't write about it in your resume or write a fancy cover letter. Show me that you can do it. That's what I think. So yeah, I like it actually.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, I applied to All Ears English with also a video, but I also had a resume. So, Lindsay, I mean, you were kind of, I don't know, you were ahead of your time.
I think we were a little ahead of our time back in the day when you applied in 2014. I did ask for a video, and we still do that. And I've said this on the show before. When I saw your video, I could see that you were so excited about the job, you know?
I am.
You still are. And we still have such a good time on the podcast because you really want to be here.
Yeah.
And that's huge. So I think there is an element that we kind of need both. And I also needed to see the resume, right? We need to see the resume, see the cover letter, the traditional stuff. So both, I think, are great.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I'm not sure, maybe the article mentioned, but maybe it didn't, I don't know. But I'm not sure, maybe she also submitted a resume, but it seemed like it was like a TikTok resume. So I don't know. If you think about it, there are a lot of jobs that also require videos, especially like you said, if you're like at the forefront of something, or maybe, obviously actors and actresses you know, people in broadcast or things like that, they require, you know, videos. But I mean, are there any drawbacks to this, do you think?
Hey guys, our share contest is going on now. Get on the leaderboard. Are you ready to share All Ears English with your friends? Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest. The listeners who share the show the most by the end of September get 15 minutes on Skype with a podcaster from our team of your choice. And second place gets 1 month of free transcripts. So don't miss this fun new contest, guys. Go over to allearsenglish.com/share contest.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of, I think this could get a little sticky in terms of people judging others, yeah. Right? There could be issues here because it's nice to not be just to be not judged, you know, by your name right. or by, you know, me, for example, like where you come from, right? It's good to be able to have that resume that people may not be able to tell, and they're not prejudging anything about you. So that is a legal issue in the U.S. that I think this could present in a way, right?
Yeah. The article did talk about that too. Like it said, you know, people may judge you for how you look. You know, it talked about how like the TikTok, you know, I think it mentioned something about like the algorithm, like you're like, maybe your video won't even be seen. I'm not sure how you can get guarantee that.
Exactly. That's a concern I have.
And then I also think about like the older generation. You know, we don't want to be like ageist, right? So if it's going to be mostly just like, oh, wow, this like young person can do the video and I can't see the older person who applied, like she must be, you know, out of touch or something, like that also to me presents a little bit of an issue.
Right. Because we're already a culture, or at least American culture, that worships youth and beauty.
Yeah.
And usually like a certain kind of youth and beauty. I think that's changing, but you could miss a lot of great gems and people that have enormous wisdom and experience. You cannot, you know, days on the earth, right? You cannot replace that with youth and beauty. It just depends on the position you need to fill, I think, too. But people have a lot to offer when they've had a whole career and that they're at the end of their career. They've seen a lot and we can't miss out on that as companies looking to hire.
And I think it can then be, you know, easy to have that like shiny object syndrome. Like oh, she submitted a video and like, yeah, this one has a lot of experience, but like, look at the video and nice looking or, you know, I don't know. There's just like a lot of things that could happen. However, I mean, this is, I don't know. I think that it, you know, things are evolving. I don't know. Would you have done a TikTok resume, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. So like asked for them for All Ears English or just done it myself or what do you mean? Like specifically?
Well, I guess both on both ends. Like, I mean, like if you were a job seeker right now, would you have felt comfortable doing a TikTok resume?
I think it depends on what I'm applying for. Right. So I would want to try to demonstrate, like if I'm, let's say I want to become a podcaster for another company, right? Let's say that I would want to maybe highlight my podcasting skills, maybe through a video. If that's the cool thing, like if that's, I would probably try it, but I think I would get stressed out a little bit in terms of, you know, when you're looking at applicants, there needs to be substance behind what you see. We're such a visual culture. There needs to be substance to the application and that has to be there. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we do have, you know, social media, you know, and mentioned, you know, like we have like LinkedIn and everything for social stuff, but this is definitely taking it to another article another level. And the article also mentioned that potentially like games may be a part of job application at some point. I guess I'm not sure if like maybe just show your skill or something.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
Who knows where this is going to go? I mean, the regular cover letter and resume is so ingrained today, but I think that there will be an evolution, but they're going to be growing pains with technology and algorithms and bias that we really need to be careful.
We have to be careful of bias. Absolutely. 100%. And I think at the same time, there's room for the job application process to be innovated on because, you know, I think because we accept applications at All Ears English, sometimes we hire. And I've said before, I get so bored with, you know, people saying, I truly believe I'm the perfect person for this position. Yeah. That's so boring. Like you're not saying anything. So show us something, whether it's sending in an audio recording of your voice, or I think there is something here, but we just have to be very careful about how we go about this.
Yeah. I mean, guys, so I thought of some things to consider with this. I mean, one thing is always try and stay up to date on social media. You know, it's the future. Be comfortable with it. Like, even if it's not really your thing, like, I think I think there is something to like kind of pushing yourself to learn about social media more, because mm-hmm. it's just the reality of where things are now, it's and not just are. Personally, but professionally as well.
Yeah. So Michelle, let me just ask a follow up. So by yeah. that, do you mean that we should all have our personal / professional like TikTok channels, like we have a LinkedIn profile? Is that what you mean? Or just kind of understanding?
I mean, understanding it. I think mm-hmm. like that. I mean, if you're actively seeking, you know, maybe you want to consider something like that. But like, I think just like staying up to date
okay.
on these things with social media in general, it can be hard for me sometimes too, because, you know, like some, you know, I mean, I'm happy for All Ears English, like that we do social media. So I've had a chance to, you know, kind of right. stay up to date on a lot of things, but there's a lot that I really don't know. And, right. you know, I should learn more basically.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It is the way things are going. So we have to be in there. We have to be in there right. for sure. And what else, Michelle? What else should our listeners keep in mind?
Well, just look out. I mean, this is kind of in the same vein, but just like look out for new things, like be a part of it. Like, why mm-hmm. not? Like, look up, yeah. you know, this TikTok resumes or whatever and like, you know, mm. make a video. Like, why not? You know, and
why not?
And don't be afraid. I mean, I know making a video can be so uncomfortable and, you know, but just, you know, try. And then the last thing is try and be creative, you know, think outside the box when it comes to getting a job. So mm-hmm. is there something, maybe it's not, maybe you will be the person who comes up with the next idea of how job seeking and how applications go. I mean, there must be something that we haven't thought of yet, of course.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I always say this, like when you're applying for a job, always think about the industry, research the industry, make sure you understand the problems that your potential employer is facing. Because right? yeah. if you can carve out exactly how you're going to solve some of their problems, they're going to hire you right away.
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to, I think, when it comes to job applications. But this is fascinating, Michelle. Thanks for letting us know about this new trend.
Sure. Very interesting stuff. Yeah. We'll stay up to date, guys. Let us know if you try this out. And guys, remember, get in on our contest at allearsenglish.com/share contest.
Yes. Very cool. We'll see you guys there. Can't wait to see who wins that first prize.
Me
so good.
Too.
All right. Okay. Bye, Michelle, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.